If you are looking to purchase Promatic traps for either personal or commercial use, the person you need to call is Rick Hemingway. Rick is the largest Promatic dealer in the country and is a one-stop shop for any of your trap needs. His team provides new and used trap sales and service that is second to none, as he is available 24/7. They offer a huge rental fleet with over 100 traps available, so no job too big or small. Not only does Rick set and design sporting clays courses, but also offers turnkey services for skeet, trap, and five stand. Give one of the most well-known target setters in the country a call for any of your trap needs. Rick Hemingway, www.backwoodsquailclub.com or 843-546-1466.
Designed and built as a premier private sporting facility, Providence Hill Farm, which is owned by the Martin family, has opened its gates to a limited number of members who desire unsurpassed excellence within the sporting lifestyle. Here you have access to some of the most beautiful and well-maintained 1,250 acres in central Mississippi. Authentic and unique, the club is just 25 minutes from downtown Jackson, Mississippi, and provides both the experienced and novice outdoorsmen state-of-the-art equipment and facilities for a truly exceptional sporting experience. Joining me today is Jimmy Grant, partner and general manager of Providence Hill Farm, where the 2020 World Fee Task is being held.
You are now listening to the all-new Shotgun Sports Podcast with your host, Justin Barker. We talk to shotgun shooters from all disciplines, world-class instructors, gun clubs, target setters, vendors, and industry-leading companies that fuel the sport. Make sure you subscribe to our podcast, leave us a review, and connect with us on social media. You can also catch our episodes on ShotgunSportsUSA.com.
Jimmy, welcome to the show, and thank you for taking time out of your extremely busy schedule to talk to us about Providence Hill Farm. Tell us what you have to offer, and tell us about the 2020 World Fee Task Championship.
Well, first, I want to thank you for giving me the opportunity and tell everybody what's going on. We started really on Monday with the World Fee Task. We started with a prelim fee task and had a good participation and some fun targets. We shot it, Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday.
Right.
So we just really kicked off the main tournament, today.
I was looking through WinScore and saw that you've actually got a few prelims running, a true pair prelim and a FITAS prelim and super sporting. It's pretty neat.
We do. So we've got one course. It's a 100 bird course, 12 stations. It's a super sporting with a true pair incorporated with it. We're actually shooting the pair we don't shoot in super sporting, just make another event true pair.
Right.
And it's fun targets. The scores look good. Just want everybody to just have a good time. That was the idea. And that's what's been happening. I think everybody's really enjoyed that.
Yeah. So,
personally, I love super sporting. That's probably not a repetitive pair, so your brain doesn't get in your way. You can just relax and have a good time.
Well, Jimmy, the problem I have is every time that I go to shoot super sporting, I'll forget where one of them's coming from. It ends up being like a lost bird for some reason.
I know. Forget where it's coming from. Look at the wrong trap.
Yeah.
Forget to shoot twice at your singles. I'm the world's worst.
Yeah, so. But it's still fun. So let's talk about what Providence Hill Farm has to offer.
Sure. So, we started the club, time's flying. I think this is going on 3 years. We originally got the property. I was hired by the Martins to kind of put together a farm, and it was strictly for their private use. So we put together, it was 22 different purchases to end up with about 7,000 acres out there. And it was just for them, their family, and entertain their clients and so forth. Well, and we ran forever without a budget and decided we needed to make this thing kind of help pay for it, you know, stand on its own.
Right.
And we had the idea of the sporting club. And, you know, we didn't have anything really to go by. And we just kind of started and never, it has exceeded my expectations. I've been so lucky on the membership, you know, gaining like it has. And what we offer is really just two different type of memberships. We have a corporate membership and an individual membership. The individual can be with or without fishing. So you can join for $3,500 a person and you can do shoot, enjoy. We have a 800 yard rifle range, pistol range, archery range, Halice, sporting clays, skeet, trap, duck flush, a five stand, and there actually have two sporting clay ranges. That entitles you to use all that. And you can add fishing for $1,500. So we have a 160-acre lake and two other lakes around 30 acres. The corporate membership includes the fishing. And the way that would work, like if you and I were together, had a business together and someone else, you could join for $5,000 and the rest of us could come on for $2,500.
Right.
And have the same rights as you. That's kind of how it works. And that's how a lot of my memberships are corporate. For instance, the banks, the equipment places, the things like that. And that is the, you know, over 50% of my membership is that type of member.
Right. Well, there's a lot of stuff to do. You know, you hunt as we pheasants and quail. And I mean, you do 3D archery, you do all kind of stuff out there and you get to do.
We do. So get to do it all.
And right.
We do a couple tower pheasants a year. We do quail hunts. We usually start around Christmas. We need a good hard frost, you know, for our quail hunting is good. We'll hunt right through the 1st of March. That's all, you know, all right there on the property. Mm-hmm. We have, once a month we do a little club shoot, just typically fun sporting clays, and then afterwards come in for dinner. It goes up to our club championship at the end of the year. Kind of got something just made up on our own, kind of handicap everybody like you would in golf. Everybody has a handicap, kind of, so the whole membership's competing against each other at a fair level.
Right.
We're still kind of tweaking that as we go.
That's interesting. How does that work? How does the handicap system work?
So if we take your last year scores and bring everybody to 100.
Okay.
So if you averaged 80 last year, you would have we limit to 17 as much as we'll give. But, so you get 17 every month. You start out with 17.
You start out positive 17 before you shoot anything.
You start out positive 17. That's exactly right. Well, we've had a lot of fun with it. It just gives everybody a little, you know, everybody likes to compete, and it's a good way to do it. You know, everybody has the same chance. And at the end of the year, we have a big Christmas party and announce the winners and have some really nice prizes for them.
So how many acres do you actually operate with all of this?
So the club's about 1,250 acres.
Okay.
And that's the shooting grounds and lakes is all, you know, encompasses all that.
So the rest of the land, is it just for private use only?
It is. We have some hunting on the back, okay. Some deer hunting. But we use a good bit of the property for the club. Our quail acres take up a good part of the north end. And, of course, we have two 13-station sporting clay ranges, and they're really spread out, so they take up a lot of ground also.
Right.
I guess our clubhouse is, our new clubhouse is just a little over a year old, and it's been the greatest thing we've done. It started our food service and, you know, giving our members just another plus. They can now come out and have lunch, have dinner, and it helps me with my corporate events also.
Yeah, you know, driving into your place, there's a big house, is what I call it, off to the right when I was coming in. And I'm assuming that has something to do with the horses. Is that right?
It is. That's a stable. The horses are treated much better than I am. that's their home up there.
Right. So. Well, it's, I don't know how big that thing is, but it is huge. And it is to me, it was the first thing that I saw when I pulled up, and you know, it's very breathtaking to look at that.
Well, that's kind of our signature. And you see it on all our advertisement. We use the, you know, picture of the stable. It's 36 stall stable. And the Jamie Martin, she grew up in Kentucky, and that's her passion, is the horse riding. It was put together originally for her friends, her family to ride. And then since then, it really has evolved. We have Mississippi College's equestrian team out there. Plus, we have individual, you know, clients that house their horses out, and we have a full lesson program, and you know, several trainers on staff at all times.
Yeah, well, that's neat. I don't know anything about horses, but I would assume that if I wanted to have something to do with them, I needed to come over there. So. Everyday operation at that place, what is it like? How is it to keep up? You know, most of the gun clubs that we'll talk to or go visit are 300, 400, 500 acres, and you've got this big 1,250-acre place. How is it to keep that place up every day?
Oh, it's a, you know, never stop, especially in the summertime. Lawnmowers just make a big circle. Once they get through, they just got to start over again. So I have a great ground staff, Jock Schuer runs that for me, and I've got him kind of doing all that, taking some of that weight off of me. But it's a lot of work. We do a tremendous amount of outside services too. We have heavy equipment that we use on site, but we also do a lot of off site. So people don't see all that. There's a lot going on.
What do you mean off site? Like construction work somewhere else?
We do. We do a lot of, you know, dozer and excavator work off site also. Wow. With our own equipment.
So the membership you're talking about, if you wanted to join, can anyone just come in and join? I mean, you have to be a member of NSCA or anything like that?
No, we ask people to fill out an application.
Yep.
And we're getting close to the number we would like. Eventually, you know, we'll have a waiting list, but we're still accepting members. And it is the only thing this pandemic's been good for. It's probably raised the membership. People needed a place to get outside. Yeah. And we've been able to stay through it, shoot safely. It's killed our corporate business, which is about half our business. You're doing corporate shoots and that type of thing. Finally, October really got back to normal, which was fantastic.
Right.
But our everyday member coming out with his family, you know, by themselves, being safe, it was a real need for that during all this, and I was glad to be able to provide it for them.
Yeah, yeah, that's something that, you know, a lot of people were doing, was getting outside with the family and places right. That they could, you know, just finding some place that could. And gun clubs were, in my opinion, were a place that you could still go and have fun, and you know, it seemed normal, you know. So it
seemed somewhat normal. People really have needed that,
right? So the Providence Cup is something I've heard about for a few years. Tell me what the Providence Cup is.
So the Providence Cup, usually the 200-year bird event. During the FETAS, it's just 100 because FETAS just takes up so much ground, so much time. But typically, it's a 200 bird event. And what I'm trying to do, and I hope to implement next year, is try to have a cup of our own, you know, like some of the other cups around the country.
Right.
So we've had a, you know, South Central Regional a couple of times. Mm-hmm. Now the World FETAS, several state championships. I would like to get to a point where I could host a Providence Cup and attract people from, you know, all over the U.S.
Right.
To come down and shoot in Mississippi. That's my, you know, ultimate goal.
Right. The thing that you need to do, though, Jimmy, when you go to do that, is make sure that it's not in the summer. Because it is
right,
lakes
hot in Mississippi.
I'm telling you, those lakes you have, the only thing that I saw that they were good for when I was there was jumping in them.
That's right.
I mean,
well, you've been in there in July. I think you were there in July, if I remember correctly.
Yeah, it was. So, man, it was hot, but a great shoot.
That's,
I mean, it was good.
Oh well, you know, that's one thing good. One of the few things good about postponing the weather we're having right now is fantastic. I couldn't have dialed the thermostat better than what we're having for the World FETAS. If we would have been in July, it would have been really hot. The American teams would have had an advantage over the Europeans for sure, trying to deal with the heat we have.
Yeah, you know, that was a big topic.
It was a big topic.
So, talking about that, the shoot has moved, and since it has, and the COVID with the pandemic, who has not shown up, or who has shown up would probably be easier from overseas or out of the country.
So, you know, U.S., we've got a really good participation.
Right.
The only country that is from U.S. shutting the borders.
Right.
And I didn't know this, but it's Poland. Poland's here. Other than that, it's a few individuals. I've got some shooters from Russia, but they were actually in the country, I think, before.
Okay.
It's mostly Americans. The Polish team is here and some scattered. I've got some people from Great Britain, but again, I think they were actually in the States. You know, actually live in the States.
Yeah.
It's really hurt the European participation. They just could not get here. Which is terrible. We worked mighty hard to get this thing where, get it ready and not have all these countries from all over the world here.
Yeah. Yeah. I know you were probably excited about that, and everybody was, but you know, you can't control some things. So
we were hoping to have, you know, 900 shooters from around the world. Mm-hmm. It was going to be a super impact for our area. Jackson's not a huge city. It'd been a $4 million impact for this area. It would have been great for the area, great for us. I'd like to increase my destination business. You know, where people come, stay, we have lodging on site, stay with us, have quail, shoot hillies, shoot sporting clays. And that would have given me a really big window to the world. And we were looking forward to that. We really were.
So you got lodging on site to stay in?
We do. In the stable upstairs is two suites. One has three bedrooms, one has two, full, you know, kitchen. Just really nice. Then I have two duplexes also with two bedrooms apiece. So a lot of our small corporate events, they stay on site.
Okay. I didn't know that. I didn't know that upstairs was used for that.
It is. It was when we built the stable, it was originally the family's, weekend house, and
right,
we've turned it into lodging, and that's my Ritz upstairs. It's really nice.
I'm sure it is. So you mentioned to me that you have some sort of pro-am. Can you tell me what that's about?
I will. You know, we first had a regional. Jamie came to me, wanted to do a pro-am. To do it all the golf. I said, Jamie, this thing's big enough. Mm-hmm. And I'm so glad she convinced me of it. It's been fantastic. So we asked the pros to participate. And typically, we've learned a lot over the years, too. We first originally had, I think, 18 teams. It was just too many. This year, we had 16 teams.
Mm-hmm.
And the pro takes a team of the pro and four people start out just a normal sporting clay round. The pro will shoot his pair or her pair and explain what he or she did. Where's our hole point, focal point, break point, so on and so forth. And then the amateurs step up, and their first pair doesn't count. The pro can correct some things they did wrong or things they did right, and then the amateur shoots their pairs. And it's fun. My clients love it. It's a way to thank people that have sponsored the shoot. Afterwards, we come back for a dinner and cocktail party and have some live music and just have a good time. It's all about just thanking all the sponsors that have sponsored the pro-am for doing this. And that's what makes these shoots, you're able to put them on. It just helps a lot with the cost of the shoot.
Are you having the pro-am while the FeeTask is there?
We did. We had one Tuesday and we had a ball.
Good.
We had a big time.
So finally, you know, I wanted to talk about the World FeeTask, and that's going on, you know, November 9th through the 15th, and it holds a prestigious title in being the world champion and being the world champion in United States and Mississippi. But you've had this plan for a long time. How did this pandemic affect the event as a whole?
Yeah, we've been working on this over a year. But I'll back up even further than that. When first I put a bid in for the World Feed Task, just like you would a regional or U.S. Open, any of those things, and was contacted. I can't remember now even what month it was that we were in the running, and Joe Candy was. He is head of Feed Task in North and South America, was sent down. At that time, I didn't know Joe at all. Sent down to see the place and so on. Well, it's one of the best things that ever happened to me. Become a really good friend and have so much respect for Joe. But he came down and looked at the place, and I think it was between us and another club. I don't even know what other club that was, to be honest with you.
Right.
And we were awarded the shoot. So I called Haywood, who's done several regionals with me, with Pro-Matic,
right,
and said, look, we got this monster. We got to tame it. And so we started putting together people. And originally it was Randy Voss from Caribou. Mm-hmm. Most people know who that is.
Right.
And, of course, Joe was on the team. And we had talked to Gary Fitzgerald, because he came down and has worked with me on some other shoots. Royce Murphy from Louisiana setting a lot of my monthly shoots and that type of thing. And we started talking, put together a team. Everybody came down, actually did a regional with me. And we added Jamie Peckham from Great Britain,
right,
which was just... I really don't know exactly how to happen. I don't remember now, but it was a great ass. He's been over, I guess this was his third trip, and he's just done a fantastic job. Really, really easy to work with. And it was going to be all this whole team together to put on the World Feed Task. And of course, we were planning for 900 shooters at that point. And as it got after the numbers started dropping, people couldn't travel. Randy called me up, and Randy and I have gotten to know each other real well. He said, Jimmy, look, why don't you just let me bow out? I'm in the middle of my hunting season since we changed the date. So he did, and it was all on both of us agree. We just didn't need that many target setters for this thing. And then Gary did the same thing.
Right.
So Jamie has come down, and he came down 2 weeks ago, and he's pretty much set the feed task with Joe.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, Joe's been setting. He set as much feed task probably in the U.S. as anybody around.
All right.
And the two of them kind of did the world feed task, laid out the 8-par course. And then the combination of the two of them and Royce has set up all my prelims and my main sporting, super sporting, true pairs, 5 stands and all that. It wasn't the original plan, but I think it all turned into be a great thing. Got to meet some really good people. And like Joe's here now. He's been here for all week and then some. And I met them over in England last year. She showed me around. VTAS has called me to meet a lot of great people and learn a lot, actually. Because yeah. I didn't know the game of VTAS as well as I should have. And I've learned a lot in the last 16 months.
Yeah. So how did you get Jamie over from the UK?
Palancas recommended him, and he flew over, and we had a bond just immediately. He just really easy to work with, and just I admired what his vision was on FETAS targets. I really did.
Yeah. Yeah. I had a guy call me today and say, listen, you got to come over and see this. They've got targets flying over the lakes and ponds and everywhere. It's the most beautiful thing I've seen. I said, well, I wished I could be there, but I can't. But,
I wish you could too.
Yeah. He does.
I'm sorry.
Go ahead.
No. So he does his vision. And it's been an ongoing thing. We came and did it in 3 trips. Randy helped lay out the original. And it's great to have multiple people look at a plan. And every time it was changed, this is all over, you know, over 12 months, 16 months. Every time we tweaked it, it got better and better and better. And this last time, this Joe came down about 2 months ago. I said, look, you just got to get out here and help me. We didn't think Jamie was going to get here. We really did not think he was going to get to the U.S. And I had a good friend of mine, Paul, our senator, and he encouraged the embassy in Great Britain to make him, I forget the term now, but essential, I think.
Yeah.
And we were able to get him over here. Just that's the only reason he's here.
I'd consider him essential.
He was very essential. So
you had to go through, you had to pull some strings to get him here then.
I really did. A very close friend of mine that I worked on some other property I managed for them, and mostly it's all hunt with them a lot, was able to, Senator Wicker was able to put on some influence and get him here, and I needed him desperately to finalize this CTAS. But Joe came down, and we were starting to work on a plan without Jamie. And then at that time, Randy Foss said, you know, he could come on, and Gary did too. Yeah. Nothing in this went as planned, but I think it's turned out to be a great thing.
How many shooters do you have now?
You know, I know you think I would know that. I've been out on the range so much the last 5 days, getting everything ready. This, I don't know. We're going to be in that 400 to 500 range, and I don't know exactly where we ended up today in actual FETAS, because we had some people cancel in the last minute, but we actually added people the last minute.
Yeah.
So it's somewhere in that range.
Yeah. So what other things do you have going on there? Do you have any dinners at night? Are you able to do any kind of things like that? Or
we are. So every night we have the club bus open for dinner. I left there just a few, you know, not long ago at all, just to talk to you. And we had a good crowd eating dinner, which we had, of course, we had the pro-am dinner. I think we had 120 people. But with our inside and outside porch, we have about 7,000 square feet. So we could still socially distance and have a cocktail and enjoy each other.
You just have to yell at one another.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right.
But as long as you're there, that's fine. You start yelling when you're drinking anyway. At least some of the guys I know do.
Everybody's having a good time. When I left, it was getting a little bit louder. So
yeah.
That's all good.
So anything, let me ask you this, and this might put you on the spot a little bit, but what do you think the winning score is going to be?
You know, I don't know. I think they've probably, as of tomorrow, they've probably shot the toughest 100.
Mm-hmm.
I do. It's hard to say. You know, sometimes, at least myself, when I see something, it looks easier or harder than it is until you actually shoot it. And I have not seen, I have not seen all the scores. I haven't seen many scores at all today.
Right.
You are putting me on the spot.
It's not that big a deal, really. I just wanted to see if what you...
Somewhere around, I don't know. I'm thinking in the high 170s.
Okay.
Something like that.
All right. Well, let's keep an eye on that and see what happens. I know you got some... You have great shooters from all over the U.S.
We do.
And
see, I got to do the math on, you know, the 200 birds. So, yeah.
So you,
it's the targets are, I've viewed all of them a couple times with Joe and Jamie, and there's a bunch of great targets, but they're gonna have to make everybody work.
Yeah.
They're going to have to work for them.
Yeah.
They're going to have to work for them.
That's, well, that's what makes it fun, you know, and that's what makes it competitive. It's a world championship. It's supposed to be that way. You know, you need to have targets that are hittable, but you have to work for it. And that's what separates the leaders from the rest of them, you know, so.
Exactly.
But anyway, I wanted to talk to you tonight just to touch base with you and see how things were going. And the place is really interesting to me. Providence Hill Farm is. It's just, when I came over there, it was just so big, and so nice, but it was hot. So I didn't really, you know, you don't want to just sit outside and just look around at things when it's 150 degrees outside. But over there now, I'm sure it's very pleasant, and I would have loved to have seen it. You know, I'm sure the leaves are falling and it looks really good out there. But I wanted to talk to you and touch base with you and see how things were going. And I know you've got things to do and probably need to get going. And I appreciate the time you've given me and the listeners to tell us about the place.
Well, thank you very much for giving me the opportunity. And we are. It's we're very lucky right now. The weather's been fantastic. And just hope it stays that way for a few more days.
Yeah. How does someone, if they want to find out about memberships or to look at things, where do they go to find this?
It's provincehillfarm.com. And then they can find my number on the website. Welcome anybody to call me anytime.
Okay. Well, hey, man, I appreciate your time. Get back to doing what you were doing and keep doing what you've been doing to make this place as good as it is.
Well, thank you very much. I appreciate it. I really do.
And we'll talk at you next time. Have a good shoot.
Appreciate it.
Okay, man. Thank you.